USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after a suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the test, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Let's get a border update. Tim Berg reports.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As NASCAR heads into Bristol, Tennessee this weekend, history will be made. It's the first dirt race for the NASCAR Cup Series in over 50 years. Driver Kyle Busch on Motor Racing Network explains, "I was past dirt racing experiences will help this weekend."
Those cars are not even close to what we're going to run. So it's just a matter of figuring out the track and feeling the track and getting some visuals, you know, the white line that we're running around is not the same white line that I'm always used to running around at Bristol. So it's definitely different, and just trying to learn and see exactly what the racetrack feels like. And I've driven those cars before, but nowhere close to anywhere like Bristol. The biggest, fastest place I've been on with those is Eldora. And so just trying to remember what the grip level was at Eldora and trying to remember what the grip level is at Bristol, and then, you know, trying to think about what a cup car would feel like. So the cars aren't even close where I'm learning anything, really.
Track crews put down 23,000 yards of dirt on the Bristol Motor Speedway surface, turning it from a half-mile 30-degree banked concrete oval to a half-mile 19-degree red clay oval. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The late game has the Padres and Giants going at it at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.